Mr. Marlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes, motion carried. We're now back in public session for public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this point, I will read the rules of procedure for our zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first hearing we have today is change of zone number 1840 on behalf of Preston and Brenda Measure. Ms. Cornwell?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CL1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.72 acres, more or less, located on the west side of Roxana Road, approximately 709 feet south of Atlantic Avenue. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 11, Parcels 200 and 200.01. The 911 addresses are 32026 and 32014 Roxana Road, Ocean View. Staff would note that submitted into the record were the items from the Planning and Zoning Commission that included a staff analysis and exhibit booklet. The Planning and Zoning Commission did hold a public hearing on December 21st. At their January 11th meeting, they did recommend approval of the application. Thank you.
Just for clarification, I know I said something earlier today, but on the information sheet, it shows this as being Mr. Burton's council district.
It should be Mr. Cole's.
Cole's, correct.
Correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions from council? Any other questions?
I got just one. You know, on the sheet, doesn't it have the yellow?
So there are two parcels, and the system that we use only allows us to select one at a time. So it's both this parcel that's in yellow and the parcel right above it.
Yeah.
So I'll leave the arrow on both parcels, the one in yellow and the one with the arrow on it.
Okay.
If there are no other questions, Ms. Burton.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, council members. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCarty, and Owens. I represent the applicants Preston and Brenda Brazier, who have applied for an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 district to a CR1 district for two parcels of land consisting of approximately 2.72 acres and located on Roxana Road, just west of Route 26 in Ocean View, Sussex County, Delaware. Also in attendance this afternoon on behalf of this application are Steve Hutchins, professional engineer with Axiom Engineering LLC, as well as the applicants Preston and Brenda Brazier. We've also submitted a booklet in support of this application. That booklet does include various exhibits, including the copy of the deeds, the zoning application, the survey. We have various planning maps, historical aerial photos of the property. We have an email from Tidewater Utilities Central Water with respect to water availability, also an email regarding sanitary sewer availability. The exhibit booklet includes the DLDOT service level evaluation request response and the compliance with the comprehensive plan and the proposed findings of fact. At this point in time, I would like to introduce Mr. Preston Brazier in order to present some history with respect to this property. Mr. Brazier. Good afternoon. Can you please state your name for the record?
Preston Brazier, Bridgeville, Delaware.
The property that is the subject of this application, again, consists of two parcels. They're identified as parcels 200 and 200.01. The property's been owned by Mr. Brazier's family for many years. In fact, his grandparents first acquired the property back in 1946 and then transferred it to his parents in 1947. Mr. Brazier was born and raised at the property in a home that his father even built. The surrounding area during his childhood was mostly a farming community with mostly agricultural uses. In fact, there were even chicken houses on the property at one point in time. He also had various other family members who lived in close proximity to the property. In fact, his uncle lived down the street from the property, and property that is now known as Millville by the Sea. This property has changed significantly over the past 60 years. It's really gone from a quiet rural farming community with mostly agricultural uses to mostly commercial uses now, or undeveloped commercial uses. Mr. Brazier and his wife Brenda, who is also in the audience this afternoon, have resided at the property for approximately 19 years, from 1986 to 2005. However, they no longer do reside there. They have moved to Bridgeville, Delaware, as they wanted to be in a more rural area with a lot less traffic. They did try to use the property for residential purposes since they moved to Bridgeville. However, they were not very successful in their efforts in finding any quality residential tenants, and they do believe that that's because of the location of the property and the change in the character of the surrounding area. At this point in time, the Braziers have no intentions of developing this property. They've simply filed this application because they have recognized this significant change in the character and quality of this area and believe that the proposed commercial zoning of the property is consistent and in character with the surrounding area and uses. Mr. Brazier, you've heard the representations that I've made to the council on your behalf with respect to your personal experience with this property. Do you believe those representations to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
I think you did a good job. That is very correct.
Is there any additional information that you'd like the council members to consider before I introduce Mr. Hutchins?
That's fine.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Introduce Mr. Steve Hutchins at this point. That way he can present an overview of the application and we'll show you the extent of this change over the last 80 years.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Steve Hutchins and I'm a professional civil engineer with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. The application before you today is a straightforward request to rezone two parcels of land totaling 2.72 acres from AR1 to CR1. As you will see from the evidence presented today, the parcels are located in an area that has been trending toward commercial for some time. Our client, Mr. Brazier, has lived on the property for most of the last 70 years, and he has witnessed this trend firsthand. Slides 1 through 10 show aerial photographs of the surrounding area from 1937 to 2017. The photographs from 1937 to 1968, which will be slides 1 through 4, indicate an agricultural area with limited residential properties. I can show you those four slides here. Back up one. This is slide number 1 from 1937, and our site is right here. And the next slide is from 1954, and it still has the agricultural use.
Excuse me, those red lines are basically an overlay of the current map. Is that correct? So we
can. The tax map.
So it really was not divided like that originally.
Right. Okay, so this is. I didn't finish showing you the four slides that I said I had. So we have 1937, 1954. 1961 and 1968 were the four slides that I wanted to show you, showing the agricultural use in the past. The next slide we have available is from 1992. That's 50. Oops, I keep hitting up instead of down. I apologize. 1992, here we go. The commercial trend has started by this time. As we see, Hawkers has expanded, and there's the boat property across the street. Hawker store, the boating store, and several other businesses occupy several of the C1 zone properties at this intersection. On one of the parcels in this application appears to be two chicken houses, which are those two rectangular areas on the top parcel. By 1997, the chicken houses were removed, which is shown in slide 5, 6. Chicken houses are no longer there. And additional businesses had been constructed on Route 26 west of the intersection with Route 17. And slide number 7 is 2002. Hawkers had undergone an expansion in the back. And then slide number 8 is quite similar to slide number 7. So we've gone from 2002 to 2007. In slide number 9, it's the year 2012. And indicates additional commercial development has gone on. Whoops, wrong side of the road, right over there. Slide 11 is a zoning map of the surrounding area. And the bright red properties here are zoned C1 and may have been designated C1 since the county first adopted a zoning map. The dark red properties here, here, and here are zoned CR1. On August 22, 2006, Sussex County adopted Ordinance Number 1870, closing the C1 commercial district and creating the CR1 commercial residential district. The county has passed 3 ordinances rezoning 6 properties to CR1 since 2006. And change of zone 1789 approved CR1 for 4 parcels, these 4 parcels here, on April 5th, 2016. And then CRZ 1725 was this parcel here, which was approved on September 24th, 2013. Change of zone 1620 approved CR zoning on May 13th, 2008. And that is the parcel right north of our site. And then the two parcels below that is CZ's 1840. Okay, slide 12 shows the 2008 comprehensive plan. And both CZ 1620 and our application 1840 are mapped in the highway commercial growth area, which is represented by the bright red. Slide 13 shows the Office of State Planning Coordination investment level map, which indicated the subject parcels as an investment level 2, which is described as follows. These areas have been shown to be the most active portion of Delaware's developed landscape. They serve as transition areas between level 1 and the state's more open, less populated areas. So our parcels are right here, and as you can see, the orange is level 2. And slide 14 shows a close-up aerial photo from the site from April 20, 2017. Zoning designations have been added to the surrounding properties. So we have AR1, and then we have C1, and C1 at Hawkers, and C1 at the boat shop. Of the properties shown in this photo, the only property currently in the county sanitary sewer district is the Hawker site. The boatyard, the vacant C1 to the north of us, or across the street, and the CR established by CZ 1620 are all in the sanitary sewer planning area, which is also true of our subject parcels. The county's online sewer district map indicates that all five of these parcels, Sussex County plans to construct sanitary sewer infrastructure in this area. And slide 16 shows an as-built plan with the closest sewer being at the intersection of Route 17 and 26. And map slide 17 is an email from Tidewater Utilities indicating a willingness to establish a certificate of public convenience and necessity for the subject parcels and provide central water. Slide 18 is a service level evaluation response memo from DelDOT indicating that the subject properties may be subject to a traffic impact study when the site plans are submitted, but it is not recommended for the change of zone application. So if you see the last two lines that are highlighted, says that thus we recommend that this rezoning application be considered without a TIS and the need for a TIS be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed. And I appreciate your time today. That's what I had. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hutchins. As you've seen, the majority of the lands in close proximity to the property that's the subject of this application are zoned CR1 or C1 commercial. We have the Hawker Supercenter, Creative Concepts, Bob Marines, as well as other nearby commercial uses and even undeveloped commercial properties that are in close proximity. Although the adjoining parcel to the west of the property is zoned AR1, it's currently owned by 84 Lumber. Parcel 80501, which is to the west of the subject property, it adjoins the Braziers property. It's currently zoned AR1 as well. However, the owner of that property, Triumph One LLC, has submitted a letter in support of the application. Notwithstanding these commercial uses in the surrounding area, the Braziers have attempted to make residential uses of the property since they moved to Bridgeville, but have been unsuccessful in their efforts in finding quality residential tenants. And they do believe that it's due to the location of the property. It's clear, based on the maps and the change in the zoning in this area, that the trend in this area is for agricultural and residential uses to be replaced by commercial uses, and that's evidenced by the future land use map. Although the Braziers do not at this point intend to develop the property, they do recognize the change in the character and quality of the surrounding area, and it's for that reason that they've requested a change of zone in order to allow them to have permitted commercial uses in the CR1 district, which would include but not be limited to commercial office and retail uses. The Comprehensive Plan Update 2008 Future Land Use Plan identifies this property as being located in both the highway commercial area as well as the environmentally sensitive developing area. The highway commercial area designation was a change from the plan of 2003. So almost 10 years ago, the county acknowledged this trend and had planned for this area to be commercial. The plan provides that the highway commercial areas include concentrations of retail and service uses that are mainly located along highways. The plan provides that the environmentally sensitive developing areas include a range of housing types, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. However, in selected areas such as this area, commercial uses should be allowed. It's our opinion that a rezoning of this land from AR1 to CR1 is appropriate and compatible with the goals of the goals and directions of the highway commercial area as well as the environmentally sensitive developing area of the plan, as well as the zoning code. The purpose of the CR1 district is to provide sufficient space and appropriate locations for a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities that are generally serving a wide area and located particularly along certain existing thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. The rezoning of these lands, as you've seen, will provide compatibility with the neighboring uses, will have no adverse or detrimental impact on those neighboring areas or uses. Again, the property is located in close proximity to large-scale commercial uses, such as hawkers and other commercial retail uses. Although the property is currently served by a private well and on-site wastewater disposal system, as Mr. Hutchins had stated, there are water and sewer services currently provided to the properties located at the intersection of Route 26 and Route 17, and are approximately 750 feet away from this property. There are other properties as well that are in very close proximity to this property that are zoned for commercial uses, but are not yet receiving water and sewer services. But such future services are planned by the county as well as Tidewater Utilities. As Mr. Hutchins stated, DLDOT did not require a traffic impact study at this time. They did recommend that the need for a traffic impact study be evaluated when a land development plan is proposed, but not at this point in time. And for those reasons, it is our opinion that the rezoning of this property from AR1 to CR1 is appropriate and consistent with the surrounding areas, surrounding uses, and the zoning classifications. And based on the record and the presentation this afternoon, we do request that the council approve the applied-for change of zone, as it is consistent with the comprehensive plan and meets the purpose of the zoning code by promoting the health, safety, moral convenience, order, and prosperity and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. We, of course, are available for any questions that you may have. Okay. And thank you for your consideration of this request.
Are there any questions from council at this point? If not, then do you have anything else, Ms. Burton?
No, I do not.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires close the public record.
Motion to close.
close the public hearing, to the rest of the council, close the public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.72 acres more or less, with the planning and zoning reasons numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion to accept it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second,
Mr. Burton, to approve change of zone number 1840 based on planning and zoning recommendations and their reasons 1 through 7. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I would concur that the intersection has changed and evolved. And I know that I'm very familiar with that area and specifically that parcel. I think you've had it on the market for some time, if I'm not mistaken. Or close that other parcel nearby there, I should say. Same general area, but bottom line, it has changed and evolved, and I think that it does make sense, and it does make it is compatible with that surrounding area for the change of zone. So, therefore, I will take the advice of the Planning and Zoning Commission and vote in favor of per their recommendation.
Burton.
I vote in favor of Planning and Zoning's recommendations.
I vote in favor of P&Z's recommendations.
I also agree with P&Z's reasons, and yes, motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day.
And the next case is change of zone number 1841 on behalf of the Lemuel H. Hickman GST Exempt Trust for the benefit of Brenton Archett. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.29 acres more or less, located in the northeast corner of Bayard Road and Double Bridges Road. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 19, Parcel 22, and it is a portion of that parcel. Staff would note the 911 address is not available. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission did hold a public hearing on December 21st. At that time, they deferred the application at their meeting on January 11th. They did recommend approval of the application for their reasons 1 through 9. Staff would note since the Planning Commission public hearing, we have received an additional letter in support of the application from Robin and Michelle Salisbury. It says that they're a local resident in Bethany, Frankfurt, and Fenwick area for a while, that any measure that can be taken to help reduce traffic to the beach communities is a wise decision. And then another consideration is the rapid growth of the communities in the area and the fact that these communities will substantially increase the amount of traffic as they build out, allowing the rezoning of this property would help to some degree the excessive amount of traffic that congest our beach communities. And they fully support the rezoning application. We also received a letter in opposition to the application. And this letter is from James Angus, and that I'm just going to say it's a 2.5-page letter, so I'm just going to give the highlights. But he has concerns about the change of zone to neighborhood business. That while the application seems non-controversial, he has concerns about the public health, safety, and welfare and convenience of the area. He has concerns about the quality of life with the application. That its eerie resemblance to the recent Route 54 concerns over traffic concerns, that traffic on Bay Bridge and Camp Barn is has of concern. So they had concern about the number of daily trips, the number of traffic studies that have been done on Double Bridges showing the amount of development that's been going on, and that it will change the nature of the immediate area. Because there's no commercial within the area, so they have concerns about a number of different things. And then again, he's in opposition to this application.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions from council?
I do have one, Ms. Cornwell. I read your staff analysis, and just so I understand this, if you explain to me the last paragraph, what that really means.
I the very last one that says, based on my analysis, that that the surrounding uses and the change of zone to B1 would be considered consistent with the surrounding land use zonings and uses.
However, keep on reading.
Sorry, I've got the wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry. I pulled the wrong. Sorry, it could be considered. However, it may not be considered with the surrounding zoning and uses. So it would be consistent with the land use because the land use recognizes that B1 could be considered in this location. However, there is no B1 zoning in the area, and primarily it is agricultural uses in the area.
Okay.
So it could be consistent with one, but maybe not with some of the other items going on in the area.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Schrader.
Thank you. Ms. Cornwell, can I get you to put up the exhibits that I showed yesterday, because I'm not sure this accurately portrays where we are. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm attorney for the applicant in this matter, which is the Hickman Trust, for the benefit of Brenton Archett. I have Brenton Archett with me to my left, your right, and he will speak momentarily as we begin this process. The reason for asking for the change in the exhibits, as you see, we're actually on the other side of the road, and we're only 5.11 acres of a 26-acre tract. That becomes significant as we go into this process when we look at the site plan, because it's a limitation on the size of the type of development that can actually go on this particular project, and I'll explain that to you later. We have submitted to you an exhibit book. The exhibit book contains application. It contains the level of service report from the Department of Transportation. Tab 2 contains the aerial photo that you're looking at now. Tab 3 is a concept plan for what the site may be developed as later. And lastly, as I always do, I've provided you with a matrix for findings of fact and some of the potential, there are no conditions you could attach, but reasons why you may want to favor this application. This application is owned by the trust and has been in the family for a number of years. It is 5.11 acres and is currently zoned AR1. Mr. Vincent, to answer the question that you asked of Ms. Cornwell a few minutes ago, sometimes somebody has to be first, and that's why that last sentence is in there. It's not consistent with the other zoning because it's mainly been residential rezonings in the area for purposes of subdivision, but as we will go through this process, you will see that the continuation of development in the area may result in a need for small retail businesses. The property is currently vacant and used for agricultural type purposes. This is in a low density, environmentally sensitive developing overlay zone as far as the comp plan is concerned. Within the state strategies map, it is in level 3 or 4, an area where the state expects growth to occur but does not want to spend any money. And lastly, but not least, I would like to bring Mr. Archett up, and we'll begin a couple questions, if you will let me finish. Will you state your name for the record, please?
Brenton Archett.
And how old are you, sir?
I'm 31.
And you are the Brenton Archett who is the beneficiary of the Hickman Trust, is that correct?
That is correct.
And you are the applicant in this process.
That is correct.
And you've been authorized to speak on behalf of the trust?
I have.
Okay, if you would please, Mr. Archett, would you be kind enough to describe what's in the area right now of this particular application?
Yes, absolutely. As you can see just from this aerial here, there is a subdivision going around, going behind the property. It actually will surround the entire property. That those trees that pop out right there are actually not on our property. They're on the adjacent property that is going to be developed. All the way around, there is approximately 88 homes in that subdivision. There is a letter of support from the developer of that development for this, citing, you know, the same thing that Mr. Schrader has said, you know, having retail uses close by development is always helpful. Also, just down Camp Barnes Road, just past where the screen ends, is the estuary development. The estuary development is approximately 700 homes, and it will, you know, it'll be built out. They've already probably got about, you know, 40 or 50 homes. You can see the subdivision plat there. So it'll continue to grow through the years. Just up the road, about a mile above the top of the screen, is Forest Landing, which is another subdivision of approximately 200 homes. And then just down Pepper's Corner Road there, about a mile away, will be a phase of Millville by the Sea when it continues to be built out, all right there on the road. And as we stated before, there's, you know, growth is coming to this area. Growth has already started in this area. These people need a place to shop. We've heard, you know, just I know everyone's heard the complaints about traffic on Route 26 and Route 54, and those are the places that these people are going to go shop. So anything, you know, that can come out here and reduce the amount of traffic going to those areas, I'm sure would be much appreciated to everybody that lives in those areas.
When I spoke earlier, I referred to the fact that this site was vacant or being used for agricultural purposes. Is that the case today?
That is correct. My grandfather, Lemuel Hickman, bought the property probably in the late 30s, maybe early 40s, and it was he farmed chickens on the property. And when the chicken, you know, the consolidation of chicken companies occurred and we started getting larger organizations, it was no longer profitable for him to raise chickens. Due to the increased cost, so he took the chicken houses down. It has been sharecropped since then.
Brenton, there are two properties outlined on this particular exhibit. One is outlined in blue, the other one is outlined in yellow. Those are all part of the Hickman Trust property?
That is correct. The section in blue is the parcel. It's all one parcel. It's about 25.63 acres. Each side is almost exactly the same area. It's about 12 and a half acres each side. That side in blue is the side that we are looking to develop, approximately the front half of that property there. You can see that there's a couple agricultural ditches that actually make it tough to farm at times. And the other side of the road is will stay farmland. It's not included in this, and that 12 and a half acres, as well as the other 7.5 acres behind the 5 acres we're asking to be rezoned, will also stay farmed.
One of the opposition letters made references to an eagle in the woods, so I have two questions for you. First, do you have any woods on your site? And secondly, if you have woods, do you have any eagles on your site?
So as you can see from the aerial there, there are actually no trees on our property. The trees in question are on the property that is being developed, part of the woodlands that you see right above the blue box there, and those trees are unfortunately not ours. And that being said, since there are no trees, there are no eagles.
If I could have you go to the concept plan, please. Mr. Archer, there is a concept plan that's currently on the board. Would you describe the layout, the entrances, the traffic patterns as you anticipate them, parking, landscaping, stormwater management?
Yes. As you can see, you know, we have approximately 10,000 square feet of space on there. 7,000 of that is, you know, retail, office, space that you'll see, buildings. The other 3,000 is greenhouses. And I've actually had, just in the past 4 months, three landscapers come to me asking for space. Obviously, these are people that, you know, don't necessarily need to be right in the middle of town on busy roads, and this is much more accessible. And as you know, there's a lot of development in the area that they can take advantage of. And so, as you can see, there is an entrance at the top of the property. There is directly across from, I believe it's called the Meadows at Byard, a small subdivision. We decided that would be the best place for the entrance because it's furthest away from the intersection. It'll give us plenty of space to put acceleration or decel lanes in. You know, people will be able to see it coming around the curve. We thought that was the best place for the parcel. You can see there's parking on the front. Right along the front, we have the parking going there. There's approximately 50 parking spaces for this amount of square footage. However, as you can see, we can literally extend it down. So there's significantly more parking if need be. The state you know, the state requires right-of-way dedication on the top. We've already, or on the Byard Road side, we've already in the concept plan, we've already dedicated about 10 feet to the right-of-way. On the Double Bridges roadside, which has been upgraded to a major collector, I believe about 5 or 6 years ago by DelDOT, there's an additional 5 foot right-of-way that we've dedicated. However, our land planner has told us that he believes that DelDOT is actually asking for an additional 10 feet, if not more, at this time. So we'll actually have to do that. We're expecting to make multiple intersection improvements there. That's just the nature of the game. And since they upgraded this and increased the traffic on it, there haven't been, that was not accompanied by any, you know, improvements, road improvements. So anything we do, we're expecting to have to put in sidewalks, bike lanes, that kind of thing, will ultimately make this intersection safer than it is today.
Any wetlands on site?
To the best of our knowledge, there are no wetlands on site. There may be, you know, one little section in the back that's a low-lying spot, but we haven't gone through and gotten an Army Corps designation for wetlands at this time.
The site plan that we're looking at does show the ditches that you referred to earlier from the aerial photo, correct?
That is correct. There's 3 ditches.
We only have 5.11 acres here. Do you have enough room for stormwater management, the structures, the parking here?
We believe that we do. As the council probably well knows, the Sussex Conservation District changed the regulations a couple years ago. So that's why this parcel, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but it's about 5 acres we're looking for, and I believe about 2 of them are included in that stormwater management pond in the back, which I believe would be a dry pond, not a wet pond. But as you can see, it's actually up against the residential piece as well, so that would also create a little additional buffer from where the, you know, business uses would be.
You made a reference a few minutes ago to the redesignation of alternate Route 54. That would be the Byard Road. Is that correct?
That is incorrect. It is actually Byard Road. It's partially correct. I'm sorry about that. From Route 20 to Double Bridges Road, which is Byard Road, that is part of Route 50, alternate 54. On this parcel, you will notice that Byard Road is actually not. That part of Byard Road is not part of alternate 54. Alternate 54 goes to Byard Road and then Double Bridges Road.
What's the effect of having it made alternate 54, at least as far as GPS is concerned?
Personally, I have never, you know, I'm from here. I've lived here my whole life, so I know where I'm going without a GPS. I couldn't tell you what that means in terms of it, but my guess is, you know, that in times of traffic, it probably reroutes people on that road, you know, to other areas would be my guess.
Okay. Is there sewer and water available to this site?
I believe it is in the sewer planning district. As you can see at the top of our concept plan here, there's a sewer connection easement. We are in the process of finalizing that with the developer of the Woodlands. He has some extra capacity with his system, and we are getting an easement to connect into his sewer. And there is water provided by Tidewater. We gave them an easement to service both the estuary and the Woodlands development. And the water line literally runs right down our side of Byard Road and then all the way down Double Bridges Road.
Now, the way this property is laid out, will there be any part of your proposed project that will be adjacent to any residential housing, either across the road behind you or in the Woodlands?
To the best of my knowledge, no. As you can see from this, there's the 2 ditches that run parallel with the property. The one that Ms. Cornwell is highlighting right there now, the lower one, ends about halfway through the property. The end of that, if you draw a line straight across there, is about where it ends. So actually right now the rezoning would end in front of the proposed dwellings.
And there's nothing in the Woodlands that would be adjacent to this?
That is correct. I believe that actually that section of woods there is designated as wetlands and will not be developed.
Do you, you said you were local and you were from around here.
Correct.
Where's the next closest community type retail or landscaping business?
Well, the you know, landscaping businesses, I mean, a lot of people have them at their homes, so it's kind of tough to tell. They have, with the amount of development we've had, there's been a ton. But the largest kind of landscape, you know, garden retail centers that I can think of would be, there's one on Muddy Neck Road. I believe you, the council heard a hearing for the mini storage there. It's very close to there. And there is also Lord's Landscaping, which is very well known on Route 26 in Millville. Those are the closest garden centers that I can think of. On the other hand, in terms of convenience stores, they're either going to be the Royal Farms and, you know, the Royal Farms in Ocean View, or, you know, something down on Route 54. So you're looking at Route 26 or Route 54 would be your closest of any type of shopping, whether that be the giant shopping center or anything like that. All your uses you're going on the main roads for.
Was there a Quillen store around there at one time?
It was. It is directly across from where Central actually intersects with Byard Road, Central Pepper's Corner. If we go north
you can
just a little bit.
You control of the mouse if you want.
Yeah. It would be right here, this little square there.
Is it still there?
The building is still there. However, it has not been in operation probably for the last 10 years. And it was just a small local kind of convenience store.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for Mr. Archer. Let me just make a couple conclusory remarks here. First off, it appears that the proposed use of the property, again, small retail type landscaping businesses, consistent with the development of the area, as you are keenly aware. Once you begin to bring subdivisions in, people need to get plants, mulch, probably want to buy a lawnmower, and they may even want to find a grass cutting service if such a thing exists at this particular site. It does meet the purposes of having a change of zone. It's a developing area. It is intended to be a small service area under the comprehensive plan. At a later date, there will be a site plan review for this particular site. As you all know, as Mr. Archer knows, what we bring to you today is not necessarily what we're going to get once all of the other regulatory agencies get involved. More often than not, stormwater management is a defining event in the lives of a project. The staff report indicates to you it is consistent with the comp plan and may be consistent with the developing area, given the fact that it will be the first B1 type property in the area that's generally populated by residential type projects. And I would point out to you, because of the size of the property, this is not going to be a Walmart. It's not going to be developed into anything large because of the size of this particular property. As indicated before, we have given you proposed findings of fact that will allow you to conclude that this is an appropriate rezoning of the site. And with those thoughts in mind, Mr. Archett and I are available to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from council?
Yes, if I may, Mr. President. I drive up and down this road probably multiple times a day, and I don't live too far. And we have received some correspondence and some emails and some phone calls, people concerned that, you know, plopping a quote-unquote a commercial parcel right in the middle of nowhere. And so question that I would have is number one, is maybe we can go back to the proposed site plan, if you don't mind. Thank you. So right now, there is no access to double bridges or alternate 54 from this drawing.
That is correct.
Is that correct? So what I do see is a dead-end road, which could appear this is step one of a future expansion somewhere.
You know, it's, as Mr. Schrader said, it's being first. And honestly, it's all going to be dictated on what the market brings. You know, I mean, the way I look at it is, you know, there's a ton of growth in the area. I see a market for this. I don't know where that market will take. But with that kind of thing, when we go to the Planning and Zoning Commission for approval and that kind of thing, a big thing on their docket here lately has been interconnection. And to have something like that, to be prepared for that in the future, we thought would be beneficial.
And then that is a pretty bad curve, I should say.
Absolutely.
Not intersection, but a curve. Well, even intersection, because the way it's designed and the stop sign, you know, coming off double bridges there. But and you do, as you said earlier, has there been any feedback from the community across the street there?
There has not, and they were sent the same notices. We haven't heard anything from any of them.
Derwood Bennett, I think, is the developer there. And
I believe it is, and he lives there as well.
Yep, I do know that.
And so I believe he owns all the lots in the front that are within the notice area. So I believe that he would have gotten the notices. We haven't heard anything from Mr. Bennett.
Okay. Question I also have is I did receive a phone call this morning from somebody stating that, and I was going to ask you this question because it was stated, and I don't know if it was true or not, but I wouldn't think otherwise, but it was mentioned that the posting on this parcel, the actual sign, was not on the parcel. It was on a different parcel. Do you know anything about that?
We would have posted the parcel, and we always take a picture of the parcel that as it is posted. We have had some snow, and we've had some issues that they have fallen down, and maybe somebody picked it up and put it back. But when we originally went out and posted it, it was on the correct parcel.
Okay. I just want to address it because it was a phone call that I received. But
and Mr. Arlett, I'll address that also. It's not uncommon to hear that. I'm not sure why, but in a broad brush of things, people always raise the issue that they posted the wrong property, but it's just not the case.
Well, at the same time, it's my job to hear from the community and want to address the concern / you know. So, and then the other question, maybe go back to that site plan again. And is there any consideration, I mean, as you are being sensitive to what planning zoning is doing on their site plan approvals, but, you know, from the roadway, is there consideration, I have no idea if this is going to get approved or not, but is there a consideration to put storm water management ponds towards the roads and put the commercial buildings and parking removed from the road?
My experience with DelDOT is that they don't encourage that.
Yeah.
It would all come down to the final site plan design. And, you know, depending on as we talk, there might be extra right-of-way, sidewalks, bike lanes, that kind of thing. I mean, it could push it back. We may end up, just because of the design of the site, we may have to put them in the front, or at least part of it. It could be, you know, a couple stormwater ponds that service the area. It might not just be that one, but for, you know, purposes of the concept plan, we put it in the back. But I mean, we wouldn't necessarily be amenable to changing that around, but that's where we, you know, the concept plan design.
And then the last question, you may not have the answer, but you did allude to some of the other subdivisions around, but do you have any idea of how many approved parcels are within a certain 2 mile radius, or as an example, I mean, from this proposed parcel? Because I do concur, you know, as a council, we can't keep approving residential stuff without having some type of support system behind that. But I'm curious to know, do we know of how many approved parcels are in a certain radius around this parcel?
Maybe Janelle knows, but I thought there were probably upwards of 1,000.
I believe somebody may have stated on the record there was around 800. There are several hundred. The estuary is several hundred in and of itself.
Yeah. I believe the final plan, I've been in the estuaries in their construction office. I've seen it, you know, it gets built out, and then as you can see lower, there's a ton of lots on the lower side here where tan sign to start. So it goes all that whole area, that road goes back through there. At one point it was designed for 700 some homes. The Woodlands is 88 homes, I believe. As you know, Millville by the Sea is huge. I think it's supposed to be like several thousand by the time it's built out, and parts of it do go all the way to Route 17 and Pepper's Corner Road, which is within 2 miles, and Forest Landing is almost entirely built out, which is just north of here.
Sure.
You can see it right there. That's at the top is Forest Landing there.
Right.
And, you know, it's a significant amount of homes there as well, several, you know, probably a couple hundred. So it's definitely a growing area. There's a lot of farmland out there. As you know, the council, you know, when they rezoned it all in the 70s, long before, you know, long after we owned the property, they included, you know, two residential lots per acre for AR1. So any of the land that's out there could be developed into this. And while we have, you know, no plans to develop our own property into residential development, you know, it's just inevitable that that's kind of the way it's going.
Right. And then I apologize. One last question, and probably for Janelle, but the two red parcels, is that the one on the top there, is that the marble? Is that welding? Is that what that one is?
I believe it was an electrician, but it is right. It would be right beside, I believe, Ronnie's. Welding. So welding. It's either his property or the next one over. Right. And the other red that you see there is Custom Mechanical.
Okay.
Sun Marine, yep. And the property is beside
that. His group there.
Yes. Okay.
And those are both zoned commercial.
Right, as being red.
Okay. Yes.
And then the yellow one there, all solid yellow.
That is MR, and the peach color is GR. Which are medium-density residential, right. The MR is.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I got one, or a few. Your place of entrance,
yes,
is really kind of your idea. You just said
that. That's correct. Until we get to the actual planning and zoning stage and we really start, you know, contacting DelDOT, I mean, all we got was the service level evaluation. And, you know, that's all they require for the concept plan and, you know, for this stage. Once we get to the design stage, they'll tell us if they want an entrance off, you know, Double Bridges Road, acceleration lanes, deceleration lanes, all those things we were amenable to do. It was just, you got to pick a starting point, and that was the one that we picked.
I just question, right, if the whole site was in play, would you pick there?
My guess would be if the whole site were in play, and this is all conjecture because I don't know if that'll happen or when that would happen, but my guess would be what would probably happen is that road in the front would extend down and there would probably be, you know, some type of intersection at Camp Barnes Road in there, and then probably also that one, you know, that would want that to split the traffic off the road, you know, so they don't have all the traffic being funneled onto to one road. That would be my guess.
And I kind of see the need to have some business deal. I don't know that in this area, right? I don't know that I wholeheartedly agree that it shouldn't be more retail than landscapers, right? I mean,
absolutely,
because all those folks that we're talking about, they are going out.
Correct.
Right? The landscapers are coming to them.
Right.
Right.
The way it's set up is, as you can see, I think when we envisioned this was you would have landscape would be on that right building over there, and then the greenhouses would associate that, and then the other buildings would be open for retail, you know, those kind of options. I don't think we ever envisioned there'd be a three-building, 7,000-square-foot, you know, garden center there. I think that there would also be other associated retail things that would prevent people from having to go into Ocean View, Millville, and, you know, West Fenwick or Bayside area.
Okay, any other questions? If not, Mr. Schrader, do you have anything else to add or any other witnesses?
No, sir.
Okay, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, we can close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council. Close the public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 5.29 acres more or less, for the reasons P&Z gave numbered 1 through 9.
Move to defer.
Mr. Arlett makes a motion to defer.
Second.
Mr. Burton seconds. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
I'll be at motion carried. Change zone 1841 has been deferred.
Okay.
Time frame on that, or just defer it?
Probably just, I don't know, maybe a week or two. Just want to go back and review the record
okay.
I would say a couple weeks.
More next.
Yes, the next case is change zone number 1842. Ms. Cornwell.